It's often confused with a dangerous state in diabetes called ketoacidosis. And because ketones are involved in both of those metabolic processes, I think there's often confusion about what the ketogenic diet is. In fact, I sort of stumbled across the ketogenic diet back in 2011. I've always had a weight problem, and on a classic healthy diet after training as a nutritional therapist, I was putting on weight, not losing weight. So I felt that something must be wrong. And so I went back to first principles and tried to look at what might be going on metabolically, and sort of stumbled across the idea of using fats for energy instead of carbohydrates to see what would happen. And in fact, I wrote a book about the ketogenic diet in 2012, which was way before the current craze for ketosis. And I did a trial with 16 volunteers who had all had sort of lifelong weight problems. And well, everybody lost about 21 pounds in 12 weeks. So the results were amazing. So I wrote the book, and it's sort of since then that the ketogenic diet has become even more of interest for other problems like cancer and Alzheimer's disease and diabetes. So the benefits have sort of become more and more obvious over the past few years.